Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to D-Mac Show, your ride home from work at 5 p.m. Get ready, sit back, and relax as I bring you the news, highway news, here on the D-Mac Show.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see. And after the rain and all that I have been through, still can't explain how
Show. Today we're talking about why are you stuck in drive. And the reason for this show is that a lot of people I know, and I've been in that situation where my mind was said that I was going to do it. I had it mapped out, but I just couldn't get myself started. I was in drive, but I was not going anywhere. And I'm asking myself, why are you stuck in drive? Now this show, we'll talk about what happens when you are stuck in drive. At some point, you ran out of fuel. You allow life obstacles and changes to deter you from what you are succeeding to do or what you set out to do. So today we're talking about why are you stuck in drive, people? What has happened in your life that you've become stagnant in it? Let's talk about the definition of drive, first of all. When we talk about drive, what does that mean? It means to operate and control the direction, the urge of force, meaning to move forward. That's what drive is, to operate and control the direction and the urge of force. Now, people are beginning stagnant in their life, and let's talk about what stagnant is. It's no activity. I don't know if you ever received something from the bank that said your account, I'm basically not stagnant, but there's no activity on the account. That's the same thing as being stagnant in your life. There's no activity in your life. A synonym for that is being motionless, stationary, not moving. Why are you stuck in drive? You need to get motivated. What motivated means to provide someone with the motive for doing something. The synonym for that is being stimulated, inspired, influenced, and to push. Then we talk about stuck, it means no movement, people. We got to get ourselves, and it all starts with the mind. How do you get yourself going again when you're stuck in drive? You know you want to do it, you have it mapped out, but you just can't get it into play again. Or you set this goal off and something happened that interrupted your drive, or you know, you was driving, and you've been driving your car, and you're headed in this direction, and abruptly you're stopped by something, and you can't move forward. That's how it is with your life. Have you ever been stuck in driving your car, and they say, well, your transmission went out. They say, okay, what is the car doing? Well, it's in drive, but I'm stuck. I can't go nowhere, but my car is in drive. Why is my car not moving? And I have it in drive. I'm ready to go, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm doing what I think I'm supposed to do, but I'm not moving in my life. Why are we stuck in drive? Let me tell you why. A lot of times we allow people and things to make us become stagnant in our lives. We allow our obstacles to deter us from accomplishing those goals that we set out to do. Because what happened is we become our own self-enemy. We begin to have self-doubt that we can't move forward because we can't do on. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of what might happen or what will happen. And that's when we become stuck in drive, not believing in ourselves that we can do it, that we can move forward, not believing that we can get out of this relationship that's not going anywhere. You find yourself not recognizing who you are anymore. You know, you have no identity because you allowed this person to take over, to overcome everything that's about you. And now you can't move. You can't go. I don't know who I am. What do I go? How do I go? I want to go. The door is open, but I can't get out the door. That's what some people are dealing with in their lives. It's like you're caging an animal. You've been caged for so long of your life, and you don't even know that they've taken the lock off the cage that you can get out. But you have been caged, and in your mind, your mind has said, I can't get out of here, and you stop trying. It just comes to a day where you say, you know what, I can't get out, so you stop trying, and not knowing that you've been free to go all this time. People, why are you stuck in drive? What's going on in your life? If you're chiming in right now to the Diva Max Show, you know, you want to chime into the conversation today, press 1, and I'll bring you right in. Are you stuck in drive in your life? You don't know how to get out? You're wondering what happened, why you can't move forward? What do I need to do, Diva? What can I go, Diva? Well, let me tell you something. I don't know if you're a praying person, but the first thing I do is I pray about it because I've been stuck in drive before, and I kept saying, God, I can't do this by myself. I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know how to move forward. I'm thinking about what I can do, but why can't I implement the plan that I've written down for myself? Why can't I move forward? Why can't I motivate myself anymore? Why can't I inspire myself anymore? What's going on with me? And it all starts with your mind. It starts with your mind. It's the way you think, your thought process. And if you allow other people to influence what you do and how you do it in your life. And if you worry about other people's opinions or what they're going to think, you'll never get anywhere in life. If I always thought about what other people was going to think about what I do and how I do it, I wouldn't have 43 plays written, 7 books. I wouldn't have performed here and there with Kevin Hart and Eddie Griffin. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have created my own brand if I allowed other people to give me or take on their opinions about me and what I'm doing and what will work and will not work. And sometimes people can put you in a position where you're stuck in drive. The moment you talk to them, the moment you deal with them, you're in a good, your mindset is good, you're motivated, you're ready to go on, and that one person that comes, they're a damper, and you're just stuck because now you've allowed this person to come in and to dictate how you're going to go, if you're not going to go or not. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we are talking about why are you stuck in drive? Here on the Diva Max Show. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about more about why you stuck in drive. Y'all forgive me. I always get jumbled up, my words, when I get so excited about it, because a lot of times I'm dealing with it, I've dealt with it, or I know people that's dealing with it. So I get very, very excited. I start talking fast to y'all, so please forgive me. I'm going to slow down a little bit for you, but I'm so excited. I don't know if you've been excited in your life after you've been stuck in driving, you're driving again, and you're going again, and you're motivated, you're moving, and you're making things happen, and you're inspiring other people, you're motivating other people. That's where I'm at in my life. I've been wanting to do this one-woman show, the Diva Max Show, for years. I've thought about it. I've pondered around with it, and I continue to do the things that I know I didn't want to do, but the one thing I wanted to do, I was saying, okay, how am I going to do it? No, I'm not going to do it now. That's not the right time. I'm waiting for this. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. How am I going to set it up? But now that I'm no longer stuck in drive, I'm able to drive that thing. I'm able to do what I need to do to make it happen. You know, I'm motivated. I'm motivated to promote the show and get the show going. I'm getting everything lined up. I'm moving again, so I'm excited about it. I want y'all to get excited about moving again in drive. If you're stuck in drive, guess what? You can come out of drive. You can come out of being stuck in the mud, in drive, and you can move again. Here on the Diva Max Show, little music break. We'll be right back as we continue to talk about why are you stuck in drive, people. Guess what? You can get it moving again. All right? Here on the Diva Max Show, new edition, Still in Love.
What can I do? Your friends got you thinking, and it's affecting you. What can I do, girl? So in love.
That's New Edition, you all. We're back here live on the Diva Max Show. I want to talk a little bit about that song, New Edition. I'm still in love with you, baby. Have you ever been with someone and a relationship ended, but you were still in love with that person, so you were stuck in love with someone, and it was hard for you to move forward because your heart was still there? And, you know, a lot of us, you know, in life, it's so many things that you can be stuck in life and you feel like you can't move forward. But before we continue on with this topic, I want to talk to you about today. We're in the month of the zodiac sign of Cancer. So happy birthday to you all out there that are the Cancers out there. Woo, woo, woo. Hope you're enjoying your birthday and everything. It's the fourth zodiac of the sign. Now let's talk about Cancer. They symbolize stability, emotion, ambition, and sometimes moodiness. Cancer, I want y'all to enjoy your birthdays, have a good time, be who you are. My brother's a Cancer. He's very loving, very family oriented, take care of his business. So y'all enjoy once again. Happy birthday to the Cancers out there from the Diva Max Show. As we continue to talk about why are you stuck in drive in your life? If you're tuning in here on the show, whether you're tuning in via internet or by phone, we are talking about why you're stuck in drive. Now, never assume that you're stuck with the way things are. Life changes, and so can you. Now, I don't know what to do. Some of the things people say, I'm in a rut, I feel stuck. Now, these are things that I've talked to different people, whether they've been at my show or they call in or just friends alike. Now, we all struggle with this kind of mindset sometimes, and if you're struggling right now, it's time to push through. Now, there's plenty you can do. Now, the truth is you have the power to move forward no matter what obstacles block your path. You have a power to live up to your highest vision of how your life can be. Now, you have the power to follow through and make significant progress on your biggest goals. You have all this power because you have the choice. Now, in each moment, you can choose what you think, what you do, and who you want to be. Understand, I tell people all the time, you have a choice to feel how you want to feel in any situation, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation. You can feel bad in a good situation, and you can feel good in a bad situation. All right, you all, so you have a choice. Now, if you're being pulled in every direction by forces beyond your control, take time to realign yourself with the value, with your value, you hear me, with your value of most in your life. What is value the most in your life? Now, you don't have to continue doing things the way you've always done them. Now, you don't have to be held a prisoner by your old familiar habits and assumptions, and we all do that. Now, let's talk about ways that you can get yourself out of being stuck in drive. If you're listening, write it down, and this may be able to help you get out of being stuck in drive, be able to move again, being able to motivate yourself again, not being stagnant, driving that thing, that force, okay? Now, feeling stuck is a feeling, okay, not a fact. Again, feeling stuck is a feeling and not a fact. When you feel stuck, typically our first instinct is to look outside of ourselves for someone or something to blame. In reality, we ought to be looking at how we're feeling, what we're thinking, and how we plan to respond. Now, your life is your responsibility. While you can't always change what's outside of you, you can certainly change your perception of it. Now, and the funny thing is this. When you change the way you look at things, the things, those things themselves start to change. Now, yesterday's bad news is not worth, continuing to allow that to consume you or reveling in. You can't have better today if you're still thinking and worrying about yesterday. Whatever you could have been or should have been doesn't matter. Even though you may want to move forward in your life, you have one foot on the brakes and when you're thinking about the past. Now, in order to be free, to free yourself, you must learn how to let go of whatever it is, old news, and keeping you stuck. Now, release your regrets. A lot of people are holding on to things that they regret. Forgive yourself. Move forward. Discard yesterday's frustration. Refuse to entertain old pain. That's why we can't move forward. We steady entertaining that same old pain. We got to move forward. Then the energy that it takes to hang on to these things of holding you back from a new beginning, what is it? What is it, people? What is it you want to let go of that you need to let go of today? Just do it. Like Nike say, just do it. Feeling stuck is a sign that it's time to make a change. Now, it could be a change of heart, a change of your perspective, or a change in your habits. But the point is, in any case, that anyway, maybe you are doing things and no longer working. So imagine yourself as a river flowing into a great ocean, okay? Oftentimes, a river grows narrow and appears on the surface to lack movement just before it breaks through, okay? Think about it, okay? As it breaks through to the larger body of water, then that's the same thing happens to us. As we prepare for a breakthrough in life, our flow must contract before we can expand, okay? Now, I'm telling you, this is what you got to do. And the contraction is equally important to the expansion, people. Now, what you need to do won't be easy, but it will be worth it in the end. Now, if you've been asking the same question for a long time, just think about it. You've been asking the same question for a long time, yet you're still stuck. Now, it's probably not that you haven't been given the answer, but what it is that you don't like the answer you were given. Now, remember, it takes a great deal of courage to admit that something needs to change and a lot more courage to accept that thing, accept that responsibility for making the change and happen. Now, the growth and change may be painful sometimes, but nothing in life is as painful as staying stuck where you don't belong and where you don't want to be. Now, an excuse is standing somewhere between you and the next step you need to take, okay? Now, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. Now, this, understand, people, this may be tough to accept, but it's the truth. Now, stop making excuses for why you can't get it done and start focusing on all the reasons why you must make it happen. I'll tell people all the time, I can't give up. People say, I don't get to the point where I give up. I get to the point where I can't give up because I've come too far to give up. Now, they wrote a song about it. I know you know it, okay? Now, the only person who can truly hold you back is you. So no more excuses. It's time to change. It's time to choose what's best for you. Now, oftentimes when we feel stuck, we are waiting for something magical to happen. We wonder when the winds will change in our favor. Now, understand, people. We do this instead of embracing the present and admitting the change we need to make. Now, what it is keeping you from stepping forward. If it's not fear of failure, then what? Insecurity? Laziness? What is it? What is your excuse? We all have one, and when we focus on our excuses more than our steps forward, you hear me? More than our steps forward, we walk in a circle and fall into the familiar pit we call stuck. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show today, we're talking about why are you stuck in drive, people. A lot of us are stuck in drive. We can't move forward. We're still holding on to the past. We're still holding on to that hurt. And you can't grow if you don't let things go. You can't move. How do you expect to go somewhere when you're holding your own self back? Nobody's holding you back but you. So other people's opinions can only – people have their opinions. We were talking about that earlier. Other people's opinions, as a matter of fact, can only stop you if you let them. If you allow other people to get in your head and to consume you from moving forward, that's all on you. Now, if you find yourself constantly trying to prove your worth to someone else, you've already forgotten your value. Now, don't do this to yourself. Care too much about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. And I was telling y'all that earlier about as far as if I allow people to dictate what I was going to do and how I was going to do it and take their opinions, because everybody has an opinion. You have people that no matter if you tell them you don't want their opinion, they're going to give it to you anyway. And if you allow those people to dictate whether you're going to move forward with something or not, you'll never get anywhere. Now, as long as you cling to other people's definition of your truth, your beauty, and your happiness, you will always be chained. Thoughts that begin with, I have to, or I really should reveal where we feel most obligated to direct our energy. Now, redefine things for yourself. Write your own thing, your own definition down. Write your own definition down. Finish your own sentences. Find your own way. And most of all, importantly, listen to your intuition, people. It already knows what you truly need. And I tell people all that all the time. We have an intuition. And a lot of people don't listen to their intuition. Listen to your intuition. We were blessed with that for a reason. Now, authenticity is liberating. By allowing yourself to be yourself, you allow others to be themselves around you, too. This creates an honest, liberated environment which you can live in, so you can live in a society where people love to point fingers and poke fun. You can only fight social judgment with naked honesty. Now, when you speak up about your challenges to people openly, you receive care and support. You allow others to do the same for you. Now, the truth is this. We're all in this together, undergoing the same learning process and the internal struggle, you all. It's not, you're not just by yourself. We're all equally perfect in our all imperfection. I'm sorry, like I get excited, like I told you. Now, we're all equally perfect in our own imperfections. There's no reason to hide behind lies, you all. Real growth happens from the inside out. If the conditions are right, it's easy to grow horizontally, but acquiring more money, newer cars, bigger homes, etc. Vertical growth, on the other hand, is when you stay in the same place with the same things but grow deeper and deeper into yourself. It's when you can't, when you can say 5 years ago I would lose my temper in a few seconds, but now it takes all week. Things, this kind of growth is more rare, but it's the only true growth there is. Sadly, many of us feel stuck, and we age much faster than we grow. Now, listen, because we focus exclusively on horizontal achievements, we spend so much of our lives going through the external emotions of what society tells us maturity is. Getting married, buying houses, working our way up to the corporate ladder. Those are the things that we look at, that we fail to concentrate on our own inner growth and goals. We never allocate anything or any time just for us. You have to allocate time for yourself, people. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we're going to be wrapping up here as we continue to talk about why you stuck in drive. Now, life is a journey, not a destination, you all. Life is a journey, not a destination. Remember that. I'm having some technical difficulties here. Give me just one moment here. But, again, we're talking about why you stuck in drive. What can you do? Be in control of your own happiness. I told a friend of mine today, I said, I'm happy. I make myself happy. I make myself laugh. I make myself have a good time. I make myself do these things. Because if you don't do it for yourself, who else? You can't rely on nobody else. Who else going to do it for you if you can't do it for yourself? Remember that. If you don't do it for you, who else is going to do it for you? If you're waiting for somebody to make you laugh, if you're waiting for somebody to make you feel good, I make myself feel good. I motivate myself. I inspire myself daily to do better, to press forward. It all starts with you. You can get yourself going again. It all starts with you. Don't allow people to dictate your life for you. Don't allow people to stop you from doing the things that you want to do. Don't allow people to stop you from reaching your goals. Don't make everybody's problems your problems. Because when you do that, you can't move forward in life. You can't move forward. You can't do nothing. I understand that people always say they love themselves, but you see that they're hurting themselves. How are you going to be the suspect and the victim? Of, you know, because you're killing your own life. How you going to be the suspect and the victim? And when they show up, it's only you. When they're looking for the victim and the suspect, they come to find out that you are one and the same. Think about what I'm saying, people. You can get yourself out of this predicament in your life. It's not a forever thing, but it all starts with the mind. You all, don't forget, I'm so excited, and I told you all earlier, I was stuck and drive myself about having my one-woman show, so now I'm so excited, it's finally coming to fruition. You all come on out, support me, I'm going to have a good time. When I say one-woman show, I'm talking about one woman, one mic, one stage, Diva Mac, and I'm going to learn you something. Come out, I guarantee you're going to enjoy the show. Pre-sale tickets are $15, get your tickets now. There will be no tickets sold at the door. This show will sell out, people. So make sure you come on out and get your tickets, and I'll be hosting the play this weekend called Secret Marriage and Vows. So come on out to that. It's at the the Jewish Community Center. Come on out off of South Braeswood. Get your tickets. They won't be selling any tickets at the door. I think they have a few tickets left. You all, I enjoyed you. For more information about what's going on with Diva Mac, you can call 281-839-8153. Again, that number is 281-839-8153. I'm your host, Diva Mac. And before I leave, remember, you have the power. It's your life, your choice, your move, your break, your fall, your happiness, your beginning, your all. This is your life. Thank you all for tuning in today to the Diva Mac Show. Tune in tomorrow as we talk about more here on the Diva Mac Show, bringing you knowledge, bringing you the news, and what's happening now. You all have a good day. See you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Diva Mac, you're right home from work.